It's time for our Voice of the Valley. Our Voice of the Valley is brought to you by Moore Engineering, which include their fine staff of Tracy Esslinger, Eric Gilbertson, Kurt Lisney, and Rich Slagle. Moore Engineering, improving lives by building strong communities. And my guest today is Josh Johnson, the superintendent of the Valley City Public School District. Josh, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Steve. It's always a pleasure to be able to come on and join you.
Well, it is the first day of school today, August 25th, and wow, kids are back for in-person learning. There's always an excitement about that buzz, right?
There is. It's even more exciting this year, Steve. You know, we all recognize the challenges from this past school year, and so we're super excited to be able to have all students here back in the school district and ready to go for the 21-22 school year.
And you had a couple of back-to-school bashes of different sorts. Well, you've had some really well-attended back-to-school bashes or back-to-school nights, right?
Yeah, it was exciting to be able to bring our students and families up to Hannah Field. Beginning of August, we had a great event, a beautiful evening. And then, of course, in preparation for school, we had our back-to-school nights and events. And the parking lot up at Hannah Field was jam-packed and overflowing into Central Avenue, I understand.
Oh, man. I bet you're glad that Hannah Field parking lot was done just in the nick of time, right?
It's beautiful, so. Yes. It's a great addition to our school district and community.
That's excellent. Well, Josh has some really big news today that he unleashed on Tuesday during the in-service with staff members and teachers yesterday. You have a very ambitious proposal that you're sort of kicking around, and we would like you to kind of enlighten us, the public, on what you are planning.
Absolutely, and these are explorations, and I'm going to preface everything by saying that. So, as I mentioned earlier, you know, we've learned a lot over the last year during COVID, and as part of that, Valley City Public Schools has been the recipient of federal dollars as a result. We'll be receiving over $3 million of federal funds, 3.35 of that, which is unobligated funds at this time. In addition to that, right now, there is a state career and tech education grant that the community right now through the Career and Tech Center are working to be able to submit an application. And so when we look at the funds that we're receiving now in this post pandemic. I say that lightly, understanding the challenges that we still are experiencing. We're looking at how these dollars can be applied to the district infrastructure. And so that's part of our considerations.
Well, what can we kind of talk a little bit about what that plan is? It's pretty ambitious, maybe requiring even raising the old school, a high school, and as you mentioned, consolidating, but I don't know how deep you want to get into this, but go ahead and tell people kind of just a brief outline of what you'd like.
Yeah, absolutely. So with these funds, what we're looking at is the current state of our facilities. We have a 10-year facility plan that was developed in 2017, and the current estimated costs are over $12 million. That includes building repairs, that's our roofs, the HVAC system, security upgrades. As everybody knows in Valley City, the buildings that we're continuing to operate in, they're great shape, but they are aging. We have the high school that was constructed in 1919. We have additions to that building that were completed in the 40s, the 50s, 60s. Majority of the elementary two schools were constructed in the 60s. And so that all kind of leads up into the Highland Activity Center, which was constructed in the 2000s. We put an addition on to Jefferson in 2009. And so, you know, we took a look at the current state of our facilities and really asking this question is, do we utilize these dollars now to renovate our schools, address the facility needs that we have, or is this the time in our community where we start looking and exploring applying these school funds to a consolidation and new construction? And so, as you referenced, Steve, you know, these ambitious or exciting ideas, we reference it as an exploration. It's a question that we want to engage the community of Valley City in to really learn, to understand, to listen, and to hear that feedback of what are the stakeholders looking for, from an educational standpoint. We know facilities are an important part of that. If you look around the area, our neighbors to the east, to the north, to the west, all are involved with school construction projects in one way or the other. And so this could be a possibility to apply these funds to a greater, broader project that creates efficiencies for the school district down the road. So what we're looking at is in the next couple of months to really dive in and to engage our stakeholders into this exploration and to start asking these questions, sharing some ideas and concepts of looking at a renovation of our schools or even the possibility of a consolidation into a new building.
Well, we look forward to that. And when you say stakeholders, it sounds like maybe some public input meetings would be in the works to kind of gather information.
Absolutely, Steve. And I really want to emphasize that if people reflect back on our project up at Hanna Field, something that we took great pride in is getting out and having those dialogues within our community. And so thank you for emphasizing again, when we talk about stakeholders, we're including our students, our staff members who we shared this information with yesterday morning. We include our parents, we include our community and community members, citizens. And so these are the conversations that we want to have. And we know that everybody has ideas and thoughts, particularly when it comes back to schools, comes back to the financing and the funding of our schools. And so we look forward to diving deeper into this conversation and hearing that feedback. And thank KOVC, Voice of Valley, for giving us this opportunity to be able to share this exciting news and also to be able to come back in the next couple of weeks to provide some updates and share specifically when those opportunities will be for public input.
All right. Very good. We look forward to your next input that you have for us, too. Thanks again, Josh. Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you very much, Steve.
Josh Johnson, superintendent of the Valley City Public School District, our guest with that information today here on our Voice of the Valley, brought to you by More Engineering.